Clean-cut lithic sandstone, meaning there's a lot in it besides quartz and feldspar. The whole exposure is so weathered you can't get a decent sample. It is punk rock. There are carbon patches in the rock. The bluffs of Council Bluffs are loess that came in on the wind, and rising toward their summits are the terracettes called cat steps. From a river bar of the Braided Platte in Nebraska, you collect varied pebbles from scattered sources hundreds of miles away. All this notwithstanding, in 1,500 miles of the mid-continent, there is a great deal less rock to see on the surface than you would see in Wyoming if you opened one eye. In The Evolution of North America, Princeton, 1959, the definitive volume of its time, Philip King of the United States Geological Survey encapsulated the Midwest in one memorable sentence. The rather monotonous geologic features of the interior lowlands would seem of less interest than the complex rocks and structures of the Canadian Shield, the Appalachians, or the Western Cordilleras, nor can we in this book devote space to them commensurate with their surface area.